Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Who are we? Where are we? What are we?
Oh, this is my job, isn't it? Hang on, let me find my extensive notes. RPG, other RPGs. There's always a folder called other RPGs. No matter how many other folders you have, you always require one called other RPGs.
Mm-hmm. In my RPG archive, that is canonically things that only have a single file. Go into other rather than into their own directory.
This makes so much sense.
Then they grow the files.
Mine is called Stuff. And there's all sorts of shit in there.
Architect of Worlds, for example, was in there, but now there isn't officially a rota page for it.
Yeah, so some of these things.
You're in the Hyades.
We are. We went to the Hyades, and there's four white dwarves, certain amount of depletion of stars, but there's a white giant. We split up, we did some basic passes, some anomalies, slower rotation than expected for some stars, which we worked out also seemed to be slightly higher metallicity than expected and clustered. So we were seeing a pattern of clusters of stars that are anomalous.
And Jethro got all excited because he thought there might be some form of weapon had been used here.
Well, it's a thought, isn't it? There's dense interstellar medium, which could be from surface layers being blown off, but none of the stars around here really seemed appropriate. We speculate about various things like a swarm of supercomputers harvesting stars. Then we notice, lots of surface damage on multiple star systems on the planets. Okay, it must have been quite rapid, short duration, because it's basically on one face of each planet. Quite a long time ago.
I think you're currently estimating it on the order of a million years.
Yeah, we had 100,000 to 10 million, but probably in the million range. The overall behaviour of the cluster is as though there is a missing high-mass object, I mean, that we're not picking up, or possibly there was, we are now speculating there was a high-mass object. Doesn't seem to be engineered, the geometry is not there, there's no Dyson spheres or anything like that. We found some features, some suspiciously regular features on one of the planets that have atmosphere. Pentagons. Sand as debris rings around this and several other planets, uh-huh. which had definitely artificial debris in there. We were getting the boffins to look at polymers and so on. We went down to the planet, as one does, and headed to what appeared to be the ruins. On the way, we discovered a variety of fibrous plant life, and some of these were very copy-pasted. Some pre-genned pre-gemmed plants of some kind.
Yeah, they appear to grow, but every plant of this size looks exactly the same.
Yeah, suspiciously, not suspiciously regular, suspiciously similar.
And when you touch them, interesting things happen.
Interesting things happen, at least to Felix, maybe only to Felix, we don't know.
No, it was to Felix and to, wasn't there somebody else?
Didn't Radish catch the first one? Also.
Radish? No, okay. It was me. I was sampling one of them for Dr. Radish.
All I know is that Jethro, in his full battle armour, basically just gets a bit of electrical current going over the top, and he goes, nah.
Yeah, so we have now concluded it is some kind of electrical phenomenon. But Felix had one of these visions, recorded everything could think of. There's a very, very small breach on the hand of the suit, but no sign of injury. So we speculate, okay, we want to look at the ruins. Things made of blue metal, anodized blue metal. Mm-hmm. So a lot of work has been put in to make this. And the only meaningful, as far as we can tell, surviving
There was a five-sided obelisk, and one of the sides was still had images on.
Yeah. And there's concentric circles, and we reckon these are star trails that were mapped on this cylinder. And one of the stars that we can see on there doesn't seem to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Between that and Felix's observation of the stars, we reckon we pinned down roughly a much, much more accurate location for the missing star, much smaller sphere.
Yeah, this is basically putting together things like where the clustering is and so on. But it's all very rough, and at this point, you might start having an area you could actually hope to search.
Yeah, we can, or at least point towards, if you were going to arrange a project to search it, this is a feasible area to have a project to search it at least. We've talked about taking one of the plants wholesale as a sample, and we thought, well, we need to see, maybe they're clonal, maybe they reproduce through roots. So while we were checking that, Felix had another vision of being on the bridge of a starship, hopeless situation, completely outmatched, and feeling that the only way of staving off total defeat was to do something terrible. Something which that mind had actively opposed, but it was the only hope of defeating this, whatever this enemy was.
Well, it wasn't so much defeating it, but of...
it wasn't winning, but it was defeating the enemy.
Yeah, it was...
The enemy as well.
Maybe. Almost mutually assured destruction type thing. So
pretty much.
We're going to lose, but we'll stop them.
Yeah, that was sort of the vibe we were getting. We had to destroy the galaxy in order to save it.
I'm reminded of a thing that came up in the World War II game. If we accidentally destroy the world, the Nazis haven't won.
It's true.
Valid. Very valid.
They haven't got what they wanted, so they haven't won.
A thing that I should have mentioned, because Felix will certainly have noticed this, particularly in the starship. It is the vision you're seeing, it is crewed by humans, that's quite clear.
Mm.
But also, the uniforms they're wearing are the Vogelheim Self-Defense Force.
Mm.
As in where you grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that you... Because especially after the first time when we were talking about it...
Mm.
You would have specifically been looking around at the other people in that second vision, because you would have been looking to see were they humans?
Yeah, trying to remember at least. Yeah.
So you're having something. It's a bit like the Vorlon thing of when they come out of the encounter suits. Because they're that old, they've just programmed everybody else to see them as their equivalent of an angel.
I have a suspicion it might be doing something like drawing on existing concepts. So the concept of what does a self-defense force look like, you know, is that. What do people look like? Look like humans.
Yeah.
That's Felix's current suspicion.
Yeah.
That it's you know, rather than projecting something through psychic power, it is triggering existing memories to create the ideas.
Cool. Okay. From
definitely one like for study.
From Jethro's point of view, he ain't taking his armor off.
Mm-hmm. No, good idea. So, as you said, when you touched it, the armor blocks it. That's great. We have at least one person who is unaffected, and we have one person who is already contaminated. so we have a full range,
and we have Felix holding Dr. Radish by the neck and stopping him from sticking his finger into anything else.
Finger? Yeah.
That's not the sort of radish we know.
Jethro is there going, no. No, you're not.
Just 2 inches clearance between the soles of the feet is what you're aiming for. Just above the ground.
Yeah. Feet just... Yeah.
Can't quite do it. Yeah. So that... I think that summarises...
I think that's where we're at. We've not picked up any movement or any. No, had we? Was it right at the end that we picked up some movement somewhere, Roger? Am I, or did I dream that?
I don't have anything.
Do not recall.
I have nothing about movement.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's fine. No.
I think the last thing was you touched it and your suit went nope.
Yeah.
However, there is some sort of animal life here. You haven't had a sight of it yet, but there is something skittering about in the undergrowth.
We should probably try to determine what that is. I genuinely don't know how you would do this. Roger, you might. Is there a way to determine the age of biological specimens, sort of in the field?
If you know about the species already, yes.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Because obviously you can do, you know, carbon dating and stuff on structures under the right circumstances.
But again, you need to know the carbon profile.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're dealing with alien... I'm wondering how old these plant-like structures are. And I can't think of any mechanism by which we will be able to tell.
No, because the way you do it the way you do it on Earth, for example, you're looking at DNA or RNA degradation, aren't you? And so, because you're using that, you know what it should look like, and then you know, and then you're looking for how badly smashed up it is.
Yeah, and obviously things like tree rings are extremely species or, you know, family, at least, dependent. So, yeah. Interesting. Like that. Another one for the boffins, I feel. Can you determine how old these things are?
I'm not sure you... If you've got something like, I don't know, a daisy.
Hmm.
I mean, you know how long it is, how long they last. I'm not 100% convinced that there's an easy way to turn around and say this daisy is X age other than this is its growth pattern.
Yeah, you know, if you found a daisy that had been there for 10,000 years, I can't think of a way you would determine that. Because obviously cell replacement and everything, you know, you couldn't even dig out some cells and go, ooh, this cell is very old for most things.
No. That's a really valid thing. Because like I say, for animals and stuff, you can actually look at the DNA, degradation and stuff. And that's how, if you look at a human, I mean, we tend to last these days to about, well, if you're lucky, sort of mid 80s without, screwing over too badly, unless you're Dick Van Dyke and then you're 100 and still perfectly, and still, poodling along perfectly happily.
But sadly, there is a short supply of the souls of the innocent to feast on.
Indeed, yes. Indeed. Well, this is it. You know, I mean, there's only so many children that. There's all been the Epsom stuff. So let's push all that to one side. I was thinking that the innocent of Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but I mean, if you look at from a pure DNA degradation, we should get to about 130, 140. So that's the upper limit, or that's probably going to be the upper limit as and when, if we can ever get that far, though. As we're going backwards at the moment, probably not.
Yeah, there is also the consideration that if you clone an adult, you don't reset those counters.
Yes. No, that's very
Which true. I mentioned, because it's an obvious thing to think about when you've got these identical-looking plants.
Well, this is... Because it would be interesting to know, for example, are these, in fact, a set of growing things, but they're somehow growing into identical shapes? Are they all things that were created at the exact same time and they are identical ages? That would also be interesting. Exactly what it means, I'm not sure, but that would be interesting. Is it a series of clones of something? Is it a different form of reproductive system? So yeah, it would be interesting. Mm. But I will point the boffins at this concept and ask them to rack their collective brains. Mm. They need feeding, you know, you need to feed them juicy problems to keep them from causing trouble. And inventing bouncing anti-gravity bombs and that sort of thing.
Not again. Mm. Not after the last time.
We've talked about this.
Skitter.
So, is there somewhere we could go and just be able to observe? Or do you want to post a drone in a high place somewhere just to look for?
I've got drones. Basically, I've got about three or four drones whizzing around.
Yeah, there's an environment they can fly in. So,
I'm luxuriating in the fact that actually I'm actually finally able to use them in the environment they were bloody designed for. Which, to be fair, when I used to be in Star Marines, was basically going into an enemy ship, whizzing around, telling me where to. To shoot through which wall. But that's a whole different story. And not through that one. That one will space us all.
Mm.
You learn that. You only do that twice.
Well, we're wearing suits and they're not.
So this is one of the reasons I think sci-fi is actually a really great setting for things that aren't full of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good incentive not to have explosives or firearms, and to the point where nobody can obtain them, even the bad people.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you remember, I know we were talking about aliens sort of a little bit in the way, but Alien, part of the problem she's got is the ship's got one pistol or something, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Which gets knackered, or it's been so long since I watched it. She's having to wander around trying to make improvised weaponry and stuff,
mm-hmm,
because, well, they don't have it. And then obviously in Aliens they're running around with loads of stuff, and then they show the hard way why that can be a bad thing when you're mm-hmm shooting at a nuclear reactor. Which again, probably don't really want to talk about it on the grounds that that's happening in Ukraine quite a lot at the moment as well. But
I wrote a book about that, well, among other things too. But it does include the DR of various reactor buildings.
Yeah.
Well, you can check your work now,
Roger. Gee, thanks.
Skittering noises. Can we? Let's record and let's try and pull some audio from those skittering noises. And can we do some kind of analysis on the noise to get some idea? You know, do we learn, is there a distinct skittering sound which might indicate legs? You know, is there a size? Can we derive a size from the type of noise? Again, this is very, very speculative.
Yeah, I think you could learn some things. I mean, neither of you is... Well, okay, maybe one of you is. Do you have any relevant biology or something?
Christ,
like
that? No. Why on earth would I want anything like that? Basically,
I'm mostly asking Felix, I've got to say.
Oh, okay.
No. I might pick some up because he's hanging around Radish a lot, and I think he probably will at some point pick up some.
But anyway, you can ask the others, and you can do some basic analysis and so on and say, okay, they appear to be six-legged. Judging by the vegetation they're moving through, they're not more than about 30-odd centimetres tall. You're starting to guess, but it might be 10 to 15 kilos.
Talking. Yeah, okay.
Small dog, well, medium-sized dog rather than the rabbit.
Yeah, let's catch up. What's the ground like?
The let us call it tarmac, is broken in many places, but clear of vegetation. Other than that, you've got scrubby stuff growing up out of what is clearly not very good soil in the first place.
Okay, we're not going to pick up tracks here, which means we're not going to have any obvious sense of, you know, there are runs where they tend to go or anything like that.
On the other hand. This is where this is going through the where the undergrowth is thicker and so on and so forth, Roger. Yeah,
you can see the vegetation moving in places.
Yeah, I will get one of my drones. Get it to. Because I'm reckoning the drone is probably not much bigger. Than one of these, so I will try and get it to go over in that direction and see if there actually are runs in amongst the vegetation. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, they've kind of cut, cut type thing.
That's fair enough. Give me a recon roll. You're going to get something, but it's just a matter of how quickly and how well you do it.
Okay, let's have a. Recon and.
Int, I should think.
Yeah. 8.
Okay. Right. So the biologists among the team can reckon. Okay, they don't seem to be worrying about aerial predators.
Mm.
And indeed, you haven't seen anything flying.
No.
What you have is about a metre long horizontal body plan. Roughly the shape of a scorpion or something like it.
Ah. Stinger or not?
It has the curling up stinger. It has two fairly chunky claws on the front and six other legs.
Oh, okay.
No. I wonder if carcination holds.
No, off Earth, it's scorpization.
I can see low and long for dense vegetation. Makes a fair degree of sense. Normally quite good at skittering up things as well, that sort of critter. So into trees and so on. But, yeah.
Exoskeleton type thing, or is it...
Looks rigid anyway, yeah. You've got some reasonably good shots, both still and moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably about the upper limit to exoskeleton on this ground.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, you're fairly Earth-like atmosphere, so...
Yeah.
And depending on what gaseous composition needs it has, I suppose, but...
You do see some of them digging at the ground, presumably excavating something to eat.
Okay, so... Yeah, it doesn't immediately tell us what sort of diet, but could be plants, could be smaller critters.
Mm.
Possibly larger, but unless they're pack-like, probably not.
I'll get a couple of the drones to... Well, at least one of the drones will pick one and just follow one to try and get an idea of sort of standard behaviour. I warn Dr. Radish that if he decides to go into the undergrowth and he gets stung... he has been warned now.
We're not going to suck the poison out. We only fall for that once.
Nope.
Come on, Doc. Take a damper on this one, yeah? Also, I mean, some kind of life form. We know at least one of the life forms on here is capable of possibly some sort of interneurological communication. Maybe that's a feature of life forms on this planet. We don't know. But who knows what happens if you touch the little runny abouty ones.
More importantly, who knows what happens when they touch you?
Exactly.
Especially with the sharp pointy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite keen on that. And also the big
snappy bits. I'm gonna can we patch into the ship?
Sure. We've been talking to the ship all the way.
Buzz or Boffin. Who's in bio today? One of our xenologists or whatever. Do you want one of these specimens? And if so, do you want us to look for a shell? Do you want us to collect a live specimen?
I haven't really got the facilities to keep it safely. Let me just do this the crude way.
Nice.
Rather than the whole screen share thing.
That's very cool.
So it's scorpion-like, but not directly.
It's a scorpion analog. Probably, if it's basically, you know, it might well have been if they've had a major thing, it might have survived in the sea and then come out.
Possibly, yeah.
Because it kind of looks sort of semi-aquatic. Yeah.
So basically, as far as she's concerned, they would rather have shells and such like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we can set something up. We could try and
try and scavenge around first, see if we see any signs of corpses or cast-offs.
I would be very surprised if we're going to. Felix, purely and simply, I think this is a nutrient sparse world. They're going to scavenge.
Probably. Yeah, I would have thought so.
With a bit of observation, they do indeed seem to be doing that. Mm. They don't eat each other when the victim is still alive, but that's about the only limit.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about, instars and such like, but yeah, it wouldn't be at all surprising if they... Mm. Consume any leftovers.
Chitin conveniently contains all the chemicals you need to make chitin.
That's why I opt for an all chitin diet.
guys from the lander.
Yeah.
You're these scorpion things.
Yeah. I don't like that tone of voice.
I think they're trying to make a burrow or something around the landing gear.
Let's hoik back to the ship front.
I will head back.
Mm-hmm.
What can I see?
You see about six of them digging away around the feet of the lander.
Interesting.
What's the armour for the lander?
It'll survive re-entry.
I'm just wondering because basically... I've brought my laser with the underbarrel grenade launcher.
We were just talking about not setting off explosions around ships.
Let me have a quick look, but keep talking.
My immediate thought is the obvious.
I mean, otherwise, I'll just shoot them with a laser. But my slight worry, actually, funnily enough, with shooting them with a laser, is they've got a carapace.
Mm-hmm.
And, have you ever shot a laser with have you ever shot a mirror with a laser, Felix? It can get really, really exciting and very, very hot for you.
A trick with a couple of disco balls.
Oh, you can get some fantastic effects from a disco ball and stuff. Yeah, no, my second deployment, I managed to shoot a highly highly reflective steel with high enough power that it went straight through my armour, straight through my shoulder, back out through my armour, and shot my mate in the ass. I didn't live that one down for 4 promotions, I think.
Nice. So, has he lifted them?
The short version is, it's not an armoured vehicle. And you could probably bounce normal light caliber bullets off it, but if you hit it with an anti-armor weapon, it's going to get damaged.
Okay, so I'm not going to use the grenade launcher. Okay, so
just making sure I understand the threat properly. My impression is what we are most worried about is undermining, rather than any direct damage.
They don't appear to be trying to attack the lander itself at all.
Yeah. But undermining could pose a threat to it.
You might get a foot stuck, which probably is a problem.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Worst case would be a topple. But yeah.
Did I tell you about my job when I sold racecourse tickets?
You mentioned the tie.
It's relevant. A few feet in front of the booth window where I sold these racecourse tickets was one of those grills. With the very narrow slats. Very, very narrow.
Oh, high heels.
Precisely the right size for not high heels, but stilettos. You'll be astonished how many people come to the races wearing stiletto heels.
And oh, no, I wouldn't.
Saw several of them get stuck when they were coming to me to buy tickets.
I've seen before now somebody actually have their stiletto in one of those. Mm-hmm. They had to pull the grating up, rip the stiletto out, which actually broke the stiletto.
Yeah.
But actually, it's the fact that they had to pull the grating up. It was that stuck.
Yeah. And of course, they squeeze through under your weight and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And all that beautiful pressure you're putting on them.
Yep. More pressure than an elephant's foot. I remember that. I remember that. Remember that from O level physics.
Yeah, also, more pressure than a truck.
Anyway, sorry, my deviation. So we could just try and scare them off the old fashioned way. You chuck a rock. Obviously, that might provoke.
I want to shoot at least one of them. I think.
Do you want my Stracha?
No, I was going to use the. I'm just going to use the Rodman.
Okay.
Which
laser carbine.
This is my basically.
If you feel they're not that shiny, are they?
They're not that shiny.
No,
I mean, most things you start evaporating the surface after a millisecond or two.
To be honest, I've got good enough sight, and bear in mind I've got a heads up display and other bits and pieces.
Until it burns through the armour, it will reflect off onto this other one.
So basically, I'm more than happy to, and also I can, find a particularly dark area, dial my, carbine into,
they're kind of browny green, sandy, camouflage coloured.
Okay, I will. Can I see where there's likely to be a brain cortex?
Well, it's got a head, it's got eyes.
Okay.
If there's a brain in there, then it will be there.
That would be the logical place. Okay. Put it this way, as my nice little light carbine has ranges like 50, 200, 400 and 800. I will stand far away from where they're in any way a danger from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just, choose one and blow it.
Okay. Give me a roll to hit.
Okay.
You can have a plus one for short range.
Okay, well, as I've rolled 10, my skill is 2, my stat is 1, and then we start adding in the gun bits and pieces. I think I've hit him and hit him well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
I've hit exactly where I'm after.
Let's have some damage.
Rather scarily, this is 4D. So that's 9.
We've already done the four-dimensional bit.
9 and 8 is 17.
Okay.
I'm specifically aiming to basically try and decapitate him, if that helps.
Okay, the head is not there anymore. It twitches about a bit and then stops moving.
Yeah. Right.
Yep, go on.
I was going to say, now, before the others start doing anything to him, now we throw the rock.
Okay, the others are starting towards you.
Oh, they're coming towards us. Excellent.
Interesting. Are they moving in a suspiciously coordinated way or simply a reasonably coordinated way?
Well, I mean, they're not keeping step or anything, but they are definitely... They all, at the same moment, set off in the same direction.
Oh. Mm. I'm thinking shoal of fish rather than mind-controlled drone army.
No, it might not be mind-controlled drone army, but it does probably imply some form of...
coordination, at least.
Well, how are they communicating, I wonder? How do they know? By the way, while I'm talking and saying this, I am shooting the next one.
Yep.
Well, that's 9. Not quite as good, but I'm guessing, I'm definitely hit anyway. And I've just rolled.
You've got your plus 1 for point blank. You might count to either minus 1 for the size. So, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much your standard odds.
Yeah. I've got a heads up display. I've got a scope on this and my heads up display. I mean, I am lifting it to my shoulder, but I'm kind of not looking down the thing on the grounds that I'm looking at my headset.
So many things get easier when you use photons. No worry about windage or bullet drop or any of that stuff. So.
Yeah.
Having read some of the briefing materials, while he is shooting the things approaching us from the front, I would like to look around in all directions.
I just have a damage roll from you?
So damage for this one. Okay, not so good on that one. That was 13.
Okay, that one's clearly damaged, but it's still moving.
Oh, okay. So they're quite tough critters.
Yeah. Felix, there are some others. They're closer to you.
I don't like this. I would like to... Jethro, pincer, movement, that's not a pun.
Oh, wow. Oh, interesting. Right, okay.
We should coordinate.
They do seem withdrawal. To be quite sneaky.
Coordinate withdrawal. I will pull out the Straka and pop off a shot at one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the noise will help, if nothing else.
Right, I now need to start looking up grenades.
Maybe the noise will do something.
Yes, it attracts them.
Excellent. They like noise. Okay, we've learned something, boys. We've learned something.
They're closing in, but they're not up close yet. They don't appear to have any ranged weaponry.
Good. We probably want to be coordinating withdrawal to the lander.
So you've got what's? I mean, you were shooting them from a fair range, weren't you? So it might be 40 meters away, something like that.
My point blank is 50.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is you probably would have gone towards the outer end of that because you're leaping out.
Yes, exactly. I didn't actually, so that's sort of... I mean, what sort of speed are we talking about for them?
They are moving 6 metres in a round, and I'm just looking to find what standard human movement speed in a round is.
Because I have not
used this for a while.
No, that's a very good question. More importantly, I wonder what my battle armor.
You should have an armor value for it.
Yes. I think it's plus 12, but just bear me a second. It's a very nice picture of one somewhere. Oh, there we are.
Okay, so standard human move rate is 6 meters.
Makes sense. Yeah, they're about as fast as us.
Yeah. Gudarian K19 CVS.
Dr. Radish, perfect just the moment we need.
Your unique skills are absolutely needed in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could just open up, probably full auto.
No.
You might want to write something, actually.
Erotic.
You probably do want to do something.
Radishes.
Erotic okay. Radish. Okay, there we are.
Yeah. What we really need here in this situation is Mason, because that's a lot of kneecaps.
Well, okay. You're welcome. So
we are
Arthropods. No kneecaps.
No patelli, technically.
No patelli.
Fair point.
Yeah. Mason, that's presumably why Mason is just so out of it. At this point, he's downcast.
Doesn't know which kneecap to choose.
Mm.
He's not a... His kneecaps have been overstated.
I know. We like teasing about it.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Well, okay, so
it's not so much what you can do for us.
So if you remember, we're on a planet.
Yes.
There was the obelisk.
There's been a star has been destroyed. There was a war.
Yeah.
It was all going desperately wrong. They blew up the star to say fuck you to everyone else. And these people were caught in the crossfire or they caused possibly. It or something. Yes, I remember.
Possibly. Either way, we're on the planet. Now, we realise that we've heard skittering in the undergrowth.
Small skittering noises.
And when I flew a drone over, we saw that they were about a metre long scorpions. Okay, so...
Lovely.
So we were leaving them be, and then they started trying to dig out the ship.
Yeah. Undermining the ship's feet.
Yeah, so I shot one. And then they all turned, like all of them turned and are now approaching us. Now,
hive mind situation or are they just all good listeners?
We're not sure. So bearing in mind that I shot it with a laser, so there wasn't the heavy sound from it.
Oh, it makes a feral bang.
Oh, it makes
directional than the...
At my end, it's reasonably quiet. At the end where basically the laser hits and superheats the other thing, that definitely makes quite a big boom.
A cracky noise. Okay.
Yeah, yep. you get a lot of displaced air or beam path, basically, but anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you want me to do about that?
That's what you got. They're about a metre long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't look like a sting there.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe it's a massage organ.
On the other hand, those pincers do look worse than I thought they were going to.
No, I think you'll find their feathers very soft.
No, I think we'll probably not.
The other bit is... So, yes, there's this group of, a dozen or so of these things.
Did the laser kill the first one?
It did. Yes.
Well, that's a start.
Felix, having attended your workshops on xenology, while Jethro was headshotting one of these things, looked around in all directions
and saw some of the other ones,
thereby discovering the other ones sneaking up behind us.
Are these the sentient beings of the planet, possibly?
Possibly, but they're moving towards us in what we...
Well, one of them isn't anymore.
Some of them are moving towards us in what we currently view as a potentially hostile manner.
In retrospect, do the furniture and things that we've seen, or the doorways, could they
you haven't seen anything that survived to that extent. And it's an awfully... You have seen some ideas of doorways, and it's an awfully tall doorway for something this size.
Okay. All right. Well, that hopefully then we haven't just shot their president in the head as they were coming to greet us.
No, you've shot their beloved pet dog.
I can't remember this one. One of the science fiction things, I always remember, and basically the guy, these higher beings or whatever, come along, and they come down, and they're about to try and meet the Earth things, and but they see this really, really tasty looking thing, and then the guy, this guy comes out and goes, "What are those things eating my roses?" And squirts them with bug killer, and it all goes hideously wrong.
But they weren't accidentally swallowed by a small dog due to a dreadful miscalculation.
Inflation in scale, yes. The fact that was hand animated still blows my mind.
Yeah, that was incredible, wasn't it? Because it looks just, I saw, anyway, you're right.
Did you see the Greg Johnson video?
The Hitchhiker's Guide prop?
I think I did see that. Yes, he was very happy.
Really good.
Yes. Can I tell, with xenology, are these things moving like sapient creatures forming a sort of tactical assault, or animal level intelligence?
Oh, that's a good one. That's an interesting question.
I would allow a roll on tactics for that as well.
Ooh. Let's have a tactics roll from.
This might actually be sophontology.
That's one I haven't got. I've rolled a two and a bollocks, so never mind me.
Okay, well, I've rolled 9, I thought I'd up my tactics more than that. My tactics and my int give me another 2, so that gives me an 11.
Okay, it doesn't feel like an orderly formation. I mean, you've presumably met guerrilla fighters and so on. With informal formations, but this is much more of a mob than it is anything sort of.
Yeah. Oh, I've met them as well.
They're not sending out guys to deliberately flank you or anything like that.
Though to be fair, I don't normally use the Rortman on mobs.
Rate of fire's too low, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, yes, at the moment I am really thinking that, actually. But
grenade launch is much better for that.
Speaking
of grenade launches, do you have one?
Funny you should say that, because you see the rifle that I've got. You see the bit slung underneath the rifle.
Yes, it might be a good idea to use that. I'm assuming the ship is not going to be damaged by a grenade launcher.
I can't shoot at the ship, but that's all right, because they've moved out the way now.
It can survive in space. Mind you, so could the lunar lander, I guess, and that wouldn't have done very well against the grenade.
Well, similarly, consider the space shuttle. It can survive re-entry, but not if you put a bullet in it.
Very good point, as kind of effectively happened to Discovery. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. Well,
not if you press it too hard with your thumb, honestly, but that's a separate problem.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm sure the astronauts going up in the completely untested capsule... To do a moon landing later this year, feel absolutely fine about
that. Next month. It's not completely untested. They did Artemis 1, didn't they?
They have not flown this re-entry profile.
And didn't they have problems with Artemis 1 re-entering anyway? Yeah, okay.
That's why they changed the re-entry profile.
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
Mm.
Don't rush it. That will kill space exploration if it goes tits up. Anyway, let's not worry about that.
Don't know, it depends whether you can blame Trump for it or not. How close are they now?
The nearby ones are probably a round or two from getting into close combat.
Okay, let's drop a grenade.
You probably get about 3 of them with a grenade before they get too in one burst. One explosion before they get too close for you to do that.
Right,
I'm
going
to go back to back between Felix and Jethro, not Penguin Dick. Sorry,
You got a peace dog?
I've got a PhD.
No, you have now got a, you have now got a gun because you are learning how to shoot it.
Am I?
Are you not? Oh, or was it melee you were doing?
Melee.
Mm. Get your knife out.
I think we talked about it, but
I think he's been learning what I have been seriously told by a very roughy-tufty martial arts type is the most important thing about learning to fight, which is learning to be hit and realise that, yes, this is pain, but I can, in fact, keep going.
Yes. Yep.
Ideally going that, in that the other direction.
Fall down safely.
Yep. Oh, yes, he's a big believer in the ultimate weapon of running shoes.
Yes. Oh, I mean, that was basically...
you could get killed in a fight. Let's not do that.
When I was at uni, one of my friends was actually the black belt for with jiu-jitsu and actually taught the course. And Chris used to, that was the first three, four, well, as long as he could actually get away with it, he was teaching you how to basically break grapples and bits and pieces and then run.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, right, somebody has hit you. How do you continue running?
Right.
You know, you've been pushed. You're starting to fall. How do you pick? Recovery. How do you catch yourself and continue running to actually get out of the way?
Things all look of as if they're kicking off in this pub. Let's leave now.
And all also, of which is a long-winded way to say to Felix, no.
I will, Lewis Jethro, I will, of course, continue pinging away with my...
Okay, so...
Okay, let's have Jethro's grenade, because that seems likely to restructure the situation in a significant manner, one way or another.
Okay, so...
Spoken like a military.
So, rather scarily, I've rolled 6, so that's probably about 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
On the... in fact, I can actually tell you exactly. Hang on a minute. Plus 1... Plus 3.
On target
plus
is all it takes.
2
anyway,
plus
so.
1. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, it's at least 12. And it might be 13, depending on.
I don't suppose you have anything useful like stats for these grenades, do you?
I do.
Oh, excellent.
So the grenades I am using are standard flechette grenade, which is. 5D, and they are Blast 3.
Okay, yeah, this is one of those things like Genesis where it has these standard terms. So, every target within the weapon's blast score in meters gets the damage rolling made against it, basically.
Yeah, so in a 3-meter square, it will get...
Circle, they, please.
Sorry. 9.
This isn't D&D, you know.
So 9, 17, 21 points of damage.
Okay, that will scythe down those 3 scorpids.
Yeah.
No question about that. The ones on the other side, sadly, do not have the intelligence to realise when they're outgunned.
Bother. Can we clear a path to the ship, Jethro? Would that be a good idea and get on it?
Well, given the number you've seen so far, 2 or 3 more grenades might well do that.
Working on it.
Yeah.
So,
Doctor, would you like to just back over to... in fact, can you head back to the obelisk? I've got a good field of fire there, and we actually have some cover.
Of course, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I shall do so.
So, you know the way that Jethro most of the time is basically sitting around going, yeah, this is a load of rubbish, I don't know what I'm doing here. Suddenly,
seems to have cheered up.
Jethro is basically having the time of his life.
Spoken like a man who is inside a suit of tactical battle armor.
spoken like a man who you know, you guys have got maybe, I don't know, 3-4 armor. I've got 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it can go through. And it has in the past.
I mean, if it goes through yours, then
I will be standing. You know, I'm going to make sure that
we'll make sure we get a good send off.
But yeah, well, you've got extra features in the battle armor, like the razor sharp irises, which will sever your arm cleanly rather than let it go ragged and bleed out.
Indeed. Yeah. And the drugs. Do not forget the combat drugs.
The drugs that make you feel good about this situation.
Yeah. Oh, look, I've lost my arm. Carry on shooting with the other hand.
Okay, so, yeah, we have another round of them getting closer. They probably are too close for safe grenading at this point.
I would like to continue plinging until Jethro tells me something else.
Go for it. You can have your plus one for short range.
Okay.
Because they're about to be in melee with you.
That's about 12. No, that's 14.
Okay. Fact. That's fine. That's 1,000 damage.
Okay, so that is 3D with AP4.
Okay, so that removes some of the effect of their armour.
And that is 11.
Okay, that one is definitely damaged, but it is still moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it works. Could be worse.
Right, let's see.
Got any more of those, Jethro?
You can get another shot in.
Can I get it? I'm shooting, not grenading now.
I think it... Yeah, and you could try shooting further away and try to catch them in the blast, but it gets fiddlier, so...
Yeah.
Wait, let them all converge on Jethro, then he shoots himself.
Can I just point out, I've got armor 12... I just did 21 points of damage.
You would have survived it, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, 21 out of 30. I could do 30 points of damage. 30 points of damage would turn my armour into basically... Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't even be a tin can holding the spam. Mm-hmm. It would just be bits of metal with spam on top.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, let's not panic too much at the moment.
Okay, you could definitely have your plus one short range bonus.
Definitely have my plus one short range
bonus. Sorry, there is a minus one for their size, so.
That's all right. Okay, so that's a mere 5, plus, 1 minus 1, so that's back to 5, goes to 8 with my skills.
And 8 is all that you need.
Yeah, 9 with thing. So, anyway, that does a massive 14 points of damage.
Okay, again, that it's looking pretty damaged, like Will and Felix is going up against. So, there is one of these three that isn't particularly damaged. So, Nick...
Hello. There's also one of the three that isn't particularly damaged.
Tell me about how much armour you've got.
Good quote. I'm wearing a standard vac suit, I guess.
Have you got the sheets that I've sent out? Because they have the armour on them.
Let me...
is this a Trilon Rider pressure suit?
Let me open up that one that you sent me.
I think you've got the pressure suit on, or probably or the equivalent of, which is protection plus 7.
Mm.
A lot of them are, so yeah.
Oh, I think you sent it via Signal, didn't you?
Probably, yeah.
Let me open that. Bear with. Please hold, caller. You can just skip attacking me while I do this.
Yeah, got the rider. That is indeed protection plus 7, so that will take that much off the damage, leaving 6 points.
Bother. Do I get to choose where it goes, or do you?
Yeah, one of your first three stats.
Just one, I can't split it.
You cannot split it, I'm afraid.
Better go off strength then, because that's the one that won't drop to 0. Okay.
Good choice.
I have now got 3 strength.
Don't get hit again.
Important safety tip. Thank you, Jethro.
Yeah, let me just check the thing. Yeah, if you get... I apologise. The first one it goes to is endurance. And then any excess comes from either strength or dex, but your choice on that.
Oh. Well, that's a blow, isn't it? So now I've got zero endurance, and then I'll take the three off strength.
Yeah. So if either your strength or dex hits zero, you will be unconscious.
That may be a mercy. Ow! What does it do? Pinch me?
Yeah, it's kind of serrated inside edge of the claw.
They're not feathers, then.
Doesn't look like it. You've learned some biology today.
Now we can find out if the atmosphere here is toxic.
No, it isn't. We've already worked that out. But I wouldn't let you take your helmet off anyway.
Those combat drugs you were talking about.
Party later, Doc. Party later.
I have actually seen an instance of the old RBSU Yorkie ration bar label, not for civvies. I think they put the same sticker on the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Roger, you missed... in that character sheet, there were some skills in my weapons bit because I ran out of room.
Right. Send me an update. But not
yeah,
that.
I will. Linguistics and psychology.
Felix, a very damaged Scorpid is going to have a go at you.
Oh.
What is your state of armour?
It is 7.
Okay. Since it can apparently roll for toffee, you get 1 point of damage, which comes off your endurance.
Oh no, it's 10. Okay.
And, Mark, it tries to bite you and you're moving fast enough that you manage to get out of the way.
Cool. Okay.
Back to you guys.
Right.
I'll try and get this one off Doc Relish. I'll just try and shoot it.
Well, there is one in melee with you. I'll just remind you.
Oh yes,
of that.
So there is. Yeah. I won't do that then. Jethro, you go first.
Okay, so if I shift to a pistol, is that going to be a better weapon? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be using my rifle now, or my carbine now, which is not exactly designed for close combat. Pistol be better, or would using a which would I have probably brought? I'd have probably brought the shock baton rather than the long sword, annoyingly, but never mind.
Well, the thing about a small punchy type weapon is that you can get away with just using it and pointing at the thing, because it's not going to go through and up out the other side into your leg or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just thinking I've got, because my pistol is the, let me just double check that is the pistol, is the Straka.
P11,
yeah.
Yeah, standard large caliber pistol.
Yeah. Basically, the idea being is that I let go of my laser carbine. It whizzes itself back onto my back with the automatic reholstering. I draw my pistol and I will attempt to shoot the one that is that Dr. Radish is being. Bothered by.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one way of putting it.
Okay, now shooting into combat.
Yeah. Basically, you're losing the chance to aim as with your minor action because you're using it to ready the weapon, but that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Shooting in combat, I'm sure it'll be fine, just don't miss.
Well, I've rolled 9. So that's 12 before I even start in adding in any of the bonuses for the weapon. Mm-hmm. So
that's fine.
So I've hit. That does 46. So that's 7. That's only 11 points of damage, I'm afraid.
Okay. And it is still on, but oh no, this one's undamaged, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's looking quite knackered, but it is definitely still moving.
Okay, I will hopefully manage to shoot it next go.
Phoenix, you've taken a shot, haven't you? Or have you?
No, he hasn't shot yet.
Not yet. I would like to minor action aim and shoot the one on me, I guess.
Okay, so you got a net plus one.
Okay. That is about 12.
That will be fine. Go ahead and damage.
And that is 12 AP4.
Mm-hmm. That is enough to finish it off.
Okay, excellent. Glance round and see how many more are scuttling towards us.
Okay, it looks as if it was a group of six of them here. Three of them were taken out by the grenade. You've basically now got two damaged ones. One is on Jethro, the other is on Dr. Radish.
Okay, I'm not worried about Jethro. I will move towards Dr. Radish.
Okay, is Dr. Radish taking any steps to defend himself?
Yeah, I'm
get back,
yeah,
Doc.
Whatever I can, back up, fighting full defensive in GURPS terms. I'm basically dodging and trying to block with my forearms and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this works very well against the razor sharp chitin.
Yep.
31 centimetres tall, yeah.
That thing you had where when your hand gets cut off, it stops bleeding. could I borrow one?
See, it's going to miss you, however. It is going to hit Jethro this time. So,
okay.
What's your armour?
12.
Okay, you get the feeling that if it had just been a little bit luckier, it would have got through that, but it doesn't.
Okay. I can hear the... what? Hang on. Why am I hearing servos? I should not hear servos. Right, okay.
Back to you.
Felix is looking like he's going to be helping Dr. Radish, and the one I've and the one fighting Radish now is the one I've shot, so he's pretty injured.
Yeah, there are two still in the immediate area. One of them has just attacked you, the other has just attacked Radish. They are both somewhat wounded.
Okay,
secure your own scorpion before helping others.
I will kill my own scorpion first. So I will my gun is now out, minor action.
So
to
you can
aim.
So you can have a plus one for aiming.
Yeah, plus one for aiming. I've rolled 5, 6, 9, plus the gun,
that'll do
13. So.
Yeah. The things I put on the character sheets do include your weapon skill, by the way.
Yes, I saw
right,
that.
Okay, so just worth knowing.
Not that it's made a difference so far.
No. Yeah, I mean...
Let's have some damage.
And again, so that's a bit better. So rolling 11 on the first two dice is definitely better, and then rolling another 6. 17 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. That will definitely finish it off.
Okay, finish it off, move over to Radish's. I suspect I'm not going to be needed.
Well, Felix, you're doing this at the same time, so...
Okay.
Shoot him, sir.
Radish.
Shoot him now.
That is a 13.
Okay.
Rolling really well in Extremis. Mm. I'm not actually very... Oh, and that's a minimum damage roll. So that is 4 AP4.
Okay. So the AP4 is what saves you here, because it's not getting its armour against that, and it was already somewhat damaged. So that is enough to finish it off.
Yes.
There is more skittering in the undergrowth, but for the moment you're clear.
Okay,
get to the lander. Get to the lander.
Okay, so I make sure that Dr. Radish is on the lander. I pick up several specimens. Ideally, the one where I basically decapitated it was one of them, but I also want one if I can where the damage wasn't in the head, so we've got comparison bits and pieces.
Radish is clearly injured, but he's still moving all right.
Yeah, but I will assist him into the lander before I'm quickly doing this, or Mason and Felix can.
Yeah, we'll take care of him. You grab specimen.
Yeah, just get him into the lander.
You've got this nice big cargo bay to drop it into.
Yeah. And obviously, you shot one right next to the lander, which should be easy to pick up.
So the one that was basically furtling around by the lander is one of the ones I pick up, and I'll try and pick up another one. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Radish, could I have? Now, the sad bit here is it's endurance roll with your current endurance.
Of zero. What does that give me?
Minus three, I think it's on the sheet.
Three? It is indeed.
Minus three, yes. Okay. Come on.
So if you roll
that's 12. Not a terrible roll, but with minus three, it's still not great. Six.
That's all right.
Okay.
Not in trouble, it's not.
You've just taken 3 ball points of damage.
Do I get to choose, or does it come off my strength?
Either strength or dex, it's your choice.
I'll take it off strength anyway. All right. Can I self-medicate?
that covers a wide range of possibilities.
Can I attempt to stabilise myself?
It really works a lot better if somebody else does it, especially when it's something like a crash kit that's really designed to be applied by somebody else.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Let me check if I can
tell you what
one.
To do. I've got medic one. Three. I am that kind
not
of doctor.
Like that.
Let's try. Okay, I'll grab the crash kit. Jethro grabs back. Get in.
You're probably coming up the ramp with the specimen at this point. Yeah.
Okay, so I've rolled a 6 and I get plus 1. Do I add a stat?
Either indoor or do I think either would do.
Excellent, in which case that is a 9.
Okay, there is definitely something poisonous in here, but the kit will help keep it stabilised until you get back to an actual serious facilities.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling? You with me?
I think you stabilised me. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think I quite... I'm still a bit rusty on this.
I might need to get back on the ship now.
Yeah, we'll get you back ASAP.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you...
Sorry, Doctor, we're on our way.
You have taken off while this was happening. Just you may have been a bit too busy to worry about it.
Now, the important thing here is be positive. That's my blood type. Just remember.
Very good. Very good. That is excellent.
You got those specimens secure, Jethro?
Yeah. They're in a crate in the thing. That was interesting.
To make sure no one touches them in case there's any residual poison.
Definitely.
Surface.
Interesting.
Well, glad someone enjoyed it.
Poison injectors in the pincers. Interesting.
Yeah, they're not actually pincers. They don't have articulation.
No,
used together, they can be used to inflict a fair bit of injury.
Yeah, as Dr. Radish has found out.
And your suit is scraped.
Yeah,
you need to be repainted now.
Considering that one of the nicknames for this suit is called the Widowmaker, if it's used incorrectly.
Oh, that was only the early models. I'm sure they fixed that now.
Mine is, because I spent all my time fixing the bloody thing.
It's fine. It just sometimes rotates your spine to 360 degrees.
No, it just suddenly fails catastrophically.
Like I said,
when you're doing a zero G insertion in orbit can be quite exciting.
Yeah, I've heard that about zero G insertions.
Indeed, yes. What's he doing? I think he's trying for re-entry, sir.
Can we? Do we have like a medical? We don't have a medical bay on this little ship.
Of course, you have a medical bay on the not on the transport
on the ship.
No.
Yeah, but not on this little.
Yeah, but the transport is going very very quickly towards the ship.
Yeah, they will take you straight back to Bayern, which is where the serious medical facilities are.
Yeah, and not being funny about it, you are one of the main researchers.
Meanwhile, you can enjoy the fascinating sensation of something disassembling your kidneys from the inside.
I was going to say, any sign of toxins? Am I?
I will be taking your report.
That's
on
why
sensation.
You lost three more damage.
Can
more
I
damage.
Have like? Is there a standard antitoxin that helps? Like a you know like
that, that's basically the kit has already put that into you.
Yeah, you're.
This
you're
is
in
why
it.
You're not taking more damage.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's basically stop the damage, and they're going to now spend some time analysing the poison.
Mm-hmm.
Might put you in cryo.
It's better than analysing it.
Oh.
Yeah, I will record any info the doc can give us on the subjective effects of the injury, because obviously, hopefully he will be the only person injured by one of these things.
And remember, this is for posterity. Yeah, basically, the end result is it's regarded as a remarkable coincidence that this acted as poison as opposed to, you know, space cocaine or something.
Well, it is that. That sounds like poison to me.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, man. Anyway. But you're back on the ship and you're getting patched up.
Lovely. Okay. Thank you all. Right. That was an interesting planet.
Yeah. Apologies for that, Doc. They reacted,
not how expected.
No.
Would I say there's some scattering at least?
I would have expected, yeah. When I blew up the first lot, I was expecting them to actually be affected by the, by the sound, if nothing else.
Would I expect some freezing or fleeing, but yeah, just immediate. And I mean, on an unfamiliar life form as well. It's a very interesting. Obviously, if it's just programmatic, if it's purely instinctive, then.
Yeah, this may be a much later product to research, but yeah, obligate carnivores in a very low meat density environment.
Mm. Hungry, hungry scorpions.
They are also the local top predator, so.
Makes sense.
Okay, so, you don't find out about that. You have an approximate location for a star.
Mm-hmm.
You could point telescopes at it. There is no star there.
Is there any benefit to us going where it should be?
The astrophysicists don't strangle you.
Okay, let's go and investigate what happened to the star.
Strangely, Jethro is also quite keen.
There was
a weapon here used here.
It's a lot of warism then.
And it may be the biggest weapon ever.
The word that is floating around the ship is hypernova.
Ugh.
Hmm.
Which, giganova. I
mean, it's not as cool as dry relaxation, but it'll do.
Forced novation of a star. Interesting.
So, I mean, what? But using that as a model, you might expect to see a dwarf or a neutron star or something of that sort, and there is basically nothing.
There's nothing there. No black hole or anything?
Well, there is a star, and as you crisscross this area, you say, aha, there is a star-sized mass here. Because of the effects it has on Zotowarp, it's a convenient sensor for that.
Right.
But when I say star-sized mass, I mean it has the mass of a star, not it is as big as a star.
Mm. Is it the size of a teacup or something?
Don't know yet. You haven't found it.
How? Mm. I mean, sooner or later, if it gets smaller and smaller and denser, it is a black hole, isn't it? So,
Well, the thing that you can do, none of you is especially an astronomer, I think.
Astrogation, but yeah, not astronomer.
It would be specifically science astronomy.
I am specifically an astronomer.
Okay, well, you'll be familiar with the technique then. When you have a small thing that is not glowing, you move around so as to put things behind it.
Yeah.
And then you control your position accurately enough, you can get some idea of size. And bloody hell, that's tiny.
Yeah.
Now let me see if I can explain this. The thing about space is it's black. And the thing about black holes is that they're black. It's very hard to see them.
This is... Well, it is basically black, but it's not a black hole, because it's about...
Neutron star?
No, it's about 11,000 kilometres across.
Which is quite small.
Which is tiny for this density. Sort of mass.
So how has it not collapsed into a black hole?
Not clear.
Should it have done, dimension-wise, given
maybe
the size?
Maybe there's been a lack of opportunities to experiment.
Let's go and land on it.
So the core problem here is basically it has a stutter warp shelf within which you can't FTL.
Mm.
And so, yeah, sending a craft in, and it presumably it has a stutter warp wall further in where you can't use the stutter warp at all. And even that is far enough out that you wouldn't be able to get good observations of it. So what the engineers are proposing is to modify some of the probes.
Oh, with the direct laser or something.
With reaction drives.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have basic reaction drives, but giving them more reaction mass. And I think, given the time, shall we leave it there?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a couple of exciting discoveries.
Yes, okay.
You came in at a crunch, though, literally.
Yeah, I was there today, just in time to get bitten. Brilliant. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That was great fun.
Okay.
Well, lovely. Thank you. That was only 40 minutes. Did I come in that late? Blimey. Okay, anyway, lovely. Yep. Thank you
Cheers
all.
Very much.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Next time.
Bye.